In our first reading, we heard repeated twice these words, on those days. What are those days? And in the gospel reading, we heard these words said twice. And what we heard in the gospel reading, on that day. So somehow, when we think about the Advent season that we are in at this point, is that we're thinking about those days. So those days are these days of Advent. And therefore, what is that day? That day is the day when he will come again to judge the living and the dead. And therefore, we have these days to prepare for that day. Did you get that? We are living in these days in order to be prepared for that day. So it's very interesting that what we find is that there are certain things that the church came up with, and these things that the church had, they have been hijacked by the secular society. Because Christmas is a church thing. It's our thing. And it has been hijacked by society. And because secular society, has hijacked that from us, do you know what we have done? We have caved in to secular society. And so as we look around us everywhere, we find all of these places being decorated for Christmas. You listen to certain radio stations, these Christian radio stations, and all you can hear on them is Christmas songs. And as a matter of fact, I can't tell you the number of people who are very upset with this little priest here because the Christmas creche is not yet on display. Because for them, you know, they said, oh, this is what we come to Mary Queen to see. And my response is, well, not on my watch. Because at Mary Queen, we are going to celebrate those days, which are these days of Advent. We want to use this time to prepare ourselves for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he is coming to judge the living and the dead. And so maybe this year, I would like you to see Christmas Day as a metaphor for that day. So let us just ask ourselves the question. If we knew that day was the 25th of December, when he's coming to judge the living and the dead, how would we be preparing? Would we have already put up our Christmas trees and our Christmas creche? Or would we be spending time according to what we heard Jesus speaking about in the gospel, where he said that we should be alert. We should be alert and we should not be sleeping. And how is it that we're going to be alert? We're going to keep watch over ourselves, over our words, and over our actions. We are going to be very vigilant. And so, here it is that we're on a journey. We're on a journey to that day. And what we need as we go on this journey, we need light, don't we? We need to be enlightened. So even as we use the Advent wreath, is that each week, as we light another candle, we're praying that we'll have a little bit more light that we can make it to that place. And so let us use this time, let us use these days of journeying, that when Christmas comes, when that metaphor comes to fruition, being the day on which he comes to judge the living and the dead, let us pray that we will be ready. So then, what is it that we need to get rid of in order to be ready for that day? Each one of us, we know what it is that we need to do. Because we all have to do different things. So this is the time for self-examination. And we hope and pray that when that day comes, we will not be caught unaware. So I hope that none of you here will be caught unaware, because I'm making sure that I tell you to prepare for that day. So none of you here in Mary Queen this morning, or none of those who may be watching online, can say that they were not told. I am making sure to tell you to prepare for his coming. Because you see, even in the creed, in a little while, we're going to say those words, that he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. So let it be a little bit more than just saying words. Because we have become too wordy in our faith, and not enough action. Let us become active persons, active preparers for the coming of Jesus, so that when he comes, instead of us weeping and mourning and gnashing our teeth, that we will be rejoicing that we will be in his kingdom, because we were not caught unaware. So Advent, it is not a season. Advent is an attitude. So let this attitude of Advent be the way in which we live. That just like, you know, we used to have the Boy Scout motto, be prepared. Some of you remember that, right? So let us say that we are prepared. And we here at Mary Queen will try to help to prepare you for that day. Because we would all want to be in that place with our Lord. So sisters and brothers, let us be vigilant, and let us pay close attention to the gospel reading for each Sunday, leading us up to Christmas Day and beyond. Because if we pay attention to the sacred scriptures, you can be sure that we will be prepared. So, are you ready for that day? let us prepare ourselves for that day.